The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Segment 2 of the Adam Carriker Show, and The Ticket is sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt-in sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, a half-smoked chicken, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, they have incredible size. Get fuel for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. Also, final shout-out, if you want to take on yours truly in the Carriker's Trivia Challenge, win a $100 gift certificate to Automotive Solutions. Call into this number. What is it, Jake?
402-464-5685.
All right, a couple of quick things. Nebraska's roster is now down to 132 players. As we know, they got to get down to 100. Probably going to add some more through the portal. We'll see what happens after spring ball. Okay, there's currently over 100 kids on scholarship at the moment. One other random side note, I'm not going to spend too much time on this, but I thought it was interesting. Marcus Satterfield's salary has not changed, still $1.4 million. He's no longer the OC, but getting paid the same, which is interesting because he's actually making more than Dana Holgorsen, who's making $1.2 million. Now, the caveat with that is Holgorsen still getting paid from Houston, so I think he's doing all right. The optics, though, of the tight ends coach getting paid more by the school he's actually at than the actual offensive coordinator is a little interesting. And I think it makes Marcus Satterfield the highest paid tight ends coach in America. So just a couple of interesting notes. Not going to spend a whole lot of time on that beyond just kind of making a note of things that stood out to me a little bit. All right, Nebraska has the number 2 wide receiver transfer portal class in America. Do you happen to have who the other top 5 teams are, by the way, Jake?
Yeah, I can pull it up here. So I think Texas A&M was number 1.
Oh, freaking A&M. Okay. Oil money. Go ahead.
Which, by the way, they did have Jonah Wilson as well. Remember,
okay,
Jonah Wilson?
That's right.
At one time thought to be a Nebraska
trader. Okay, go ahead.
Deal, but they have, well, they had a scholarship for him.
Okay.
Nebraska is at number 2.
Technicalities, I guess.
Yeah, that's a pretty good argument. LSU's at number 3.
Okay.
Auburn's number 4. And Ole Miss is number 5. So Nebraska's surrounded by a bunch of SEC schools.
Them Southern Bells won't get away from us. All right. Dane Key, Nazea Hunter, Hardley Gilmore. We've talked about them plenty of times. Okay, but real quick, Dane Key, 6'2", 189, four-star coming out of high school, four-star entering the transfer portal. Nazea Hunter, who led Cal in 3 different receiving categories, all right, with a four-star out of high school, four-star going into the portal. It doesn't always match, just FYI. Hardley Gilmore, four-star coming out of high school, three-star going into the portal, but he was 17 and he was hurt most of last year. So, of course, he's not going to be rated the same. Now, I will tell you this. Some of the things that excite me about these guys is these guys can win one-on-one matchups. They've got good size at 6'2", around 190. All right, especially when you look at Key and Hunter. Gilmore's about 165, or at least that's what he's listed. He's a freshman. All right, and then Nazea Hunter is going to have 3 years of eligibility. Dane Key, 1 year of eligibility. What excites me about these guys beyond that? Dane Key averages over 15 yards per reception. Nazea Hunter, 14.4 yards per reception. Nebraska averaged exactly 8 yards per pass attempt last year. So just think about that. And here's the thing. Between the three of them, Hardley Gilmore, there's rumors and innuendo that the coaches were actually the most excited about getting him out of these three guys, which is crazy because Key is Kentucky's best wide receiver. Hunter is Cal's best wide receiver. And they were more excited about Gilmore. Young guy, has the best top-end speed of the three of them. All right, 6'1", 165, a little bit smaller. So these are three guys to be very excited about. You pair that with Ja'Cory Barney. I am curious to see Carter Nelson when he comes back in the fall. He's healthy, recovered from the injury. What are they going to do with him? I still see Henrik Harburg as a chess piece. We've already talked about some of the tight ends, and we'll do that more in depth, in detail, throughout, you know, one of the shows we have throughout this offseason, because there's plenty of time to dive into deep detail on these things. But for me, this wide receiver transfer portal class is very exciting. Do I go into my diatribe about how we still need linemen, or have I done that enough at this point, Jake? Because somebody's going to text in, what about the guys up front? Have you ever listened to the show? I talk about it all the time. Do I need to do that, or we good?
I think that covers it. I think that little rant covers it.
I think we covered it. All right, there are people, by the way, who expect Elijah Pritchett, because you and I had talked about him at right tackle, because Gunnar Gotula started at left for us last year. They actually think he might be the left tackle, because that's where he started at Alabama. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with Rocco, what's his last name?
Spindler.
I told you I was going to get the name wrong during the break. I was like, Jake, what's his name? I'm going to get it wrong. I had been saying Spindler Rocco. I don't know why I was flipping his name around, but Rocco Spindler. We'll see what happens with him. He's an interior offensive lineman. All right, because there is some theory of thought that Gunnar could go inside to guard. I would say at this point in time, his athleticism, being a young guy, is more an asset than his strength at this moment in time. As he gets in the weight room, he'll get older, bigger, and stronger and whatnot. So that would suit more to offensive tackle. But he's one of our five best offensive linemen, in my opinion, at least right here, right now. So for me, you got to find a way to get him on the field. So if we bring in another portal tackle, maybe Gunnar goes to guard. But if you bring in a guard like Rocco Spindler, got it right, then you keep Gunnar, with his athleticism, out to tackle. Maybe he moves to right if Elijah Pritchett goes to left tackle. All right, Jake, do we have a caller? Do we have a victim?
Not quite yet. 402-464-5685. Time to call in and try to win your prize.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, what are your thoughts real quick on the wide receiver transfer portal class and being rated so highly? Were you surprised, et cetera, Jake?
No, not surprised. I mean, that's where Nebraska had their success, right? I mean, it's, you know, like you said, there are other parts of the portal that maybe people would like you to grab for your team, but this is a proven group coming in. Now, my interest is, you know, you kind of had this last year with Banks and Nayor, mm-hmm. Nayor to a lesser degree. But, you know, can you get more out of this than what you did last year's class? I feel like these guys are positioned a little bit better to do so. But, I mean, I think that's the challenge. So I guess that's the one thing that I'm a little bit hesitant on. Of course, you got Coach Shorts coming in, Holgerson coming in. So it should be a different look. So this thing kind of it's kind of twofold here. Paired with the coaching changes makes me a lot more excited than just the additions.
All right, I believe we have a caller. Is it Blake on the line?
Yeah, Blake. Are you there, Blake?
Yes.
All right.
Hey, how's it going, Blake? How you doing?
Real good.
All right, Jake. Do your thing, man. What do we got here?
All right, so we're going to do Adam Carricker trivia. Adam Carricker has won plenty of these. What's your record against
7-2-1?
7-2-1.
Whose fault is the one?
It's mine.
Tiebreaker. Anyways, go ahead.
But we're going to bring back my tiebreaker just to see.
Get
another loss in there for Adam.
Thank you.
But we'll start with the either or questions for you here, and then we'll go to Adam. So it's just three of them. You can't be too far off, and we're trying to get to know the Super Bowl teams a little bit. Ready? Are you ready to go?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to start a little game show music just to make it a little bit more fun here. Let's start with what I want is to know the college that these players came from on the respective NFL teams. Let's start with Chiefs leading tackler, Nick Bolton. Did he go to Missouri or Texas Tech?
Texas Tech.
He actually went to Missouri. Let's go to Eagles kicker, Jake Elliott. Did he go to Louisiana Tech or Memphis?
Memphis.
He did go to Memphis. 1 point on the board for you. Kareem Hunt, did he go, which is Chiefs running back, by the way, Kareem Hunt, did he go to Kent State or Toledo?
Toledo.
He did go to Toledo. Ooh, so there you right. go. 2 points on the
Pressure's
board.
Pressure's on. Here we go.
All right, we'll go back over to Adam Carricker here. All right, Adam, Chiefs. Excuse me. Yeah. Oh, now I'm getting lost. There it is. Okay. Sorry, I'm bad at games.
You're good. You're good.
Eagles leading tackler. Linebacker Zach Bond, did he go to Minnesota or Wisconsin?
Oh, man. Wisconsin?
He did go to Wisconsin.
Oh,
there's one for you.
All right.
Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker, did he go to Texas A&M or Georgia Tech?
A&M.
He actually went to Georgia Tech.
So I said it with conviction, though. That's what matters.
Yeah. Eagles leading return man and backup running back Kenneth Gainwell, did he go to Memphis or Tulane?
Memphis.
He did go to Memphis. Therefore,
yes.
We
oh,
are
man, that stupid tiebreaker. Golly.
And we get to go to my tiebreaker. All right. Man, I was excited for this. All right.
You.
So many people know Saquon got over 2,000 yards this season, but how much did their leading receiver, A.J. Brown, finish with in the regular season here? And so, Adam, we're going to have you give us a number, and then we'll have the caller go above or below.
How many? Okay, repeat it again. I was still mentally pouting about this overtime rule. I got to actually listen now.
Well, the first part is just window dressing. Saquon ran for over 2,000 yards.
Okay.
But how much did the Eagles' leading receiver, A.J. Brown, finish with in the regular season?
All right, leading receiver, how much did he finish with? Let's go with, because they like to run the ball. They got Devontae Smith on the other side. So they got some weapons, tight ends pretty good. May not be that much separation. I'm buying time, overthinking. I'm going to get wrong anyways. So let's do this. 1,100 yards popped into my head. I feel like that's a lot, though. Let's just go with 1,000 yards.
1,000 yards is where he put it. Okay, so back to our caller here. Did A.J. Brown finish above or below 1,000 yards?
Below.
He finished with 1,079 yards. There's four Carricker wins, but don't worry, our caller still
wins. You still win. Hey, congratulations,
just
Blake.
The game show.
Good job, Blake. You did phenomenal.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Blake was so wordy. I couldn't get a word in edgewise.
Yeah, right.
Dude, that was 1,100 would have been even closer.
Yeah, you were pretty close.
Not bad for pulling stuff out of my keister that I don't have any idea what the actual answer is. That's like the process of elimination. It's like when I walk into a room, there's utter chaos. Crap is destroyed. And I start, all right, was it this kid? Was it that kid? Probably that one, because 99% of the time it's that one. Process of elimination, Jake.
Perfect. You like that game? I always like the, where did guys go to college? Obviously,
yeah.
There's the obvious ones, but then you try to go down the lineup. And
I did like that game. Yeah. I did like that game. I got one final thought before we had to break. This marriage has a bright future. So if you follow Internet Hall of Fame on X, they put out some pretty funny stuff. This was a screenshot of a textual exchange, okay? And it's between two people, obviously, but here we go. Careful, my husband is suspecting us. The person responded, suspecting what? Do I even know you? The initial person says, I'm her husband. Now you are out of my list of suspects. The person responds, WTF, LOL. Then the initial texter says, I'm sorry, my husband was using my phone. Luckily, you haven't said anything. Oh, by the way, this was entitled Two-Step Verification. And the person responds, what could I say? I don't even know you. Initial texter, this is her husband. I just wanted to confirm. Two-step verification, done. That marriage has a bright future, ladies and gentlemen. Hey. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Insulate your home and start saving on energy costs with Owens Corning Foamular Insulation. These panels are moisture resistant and rugged enough to be used above and below ground. Plus, these pink panels are available in many different sizes and thicknesses to fit any project. Say big on Owens Corning Foamular Insulation. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.